Hi guys, my name is Janelle Roberts and welcome back to the To All The People podcast. I am so excited for the guest that we have today. I have none other than my manager, Miss Alina. Like, you guys, this woman has completely changed my life. I am so blessed and honored to be like on her roster. There's so many gems that I want to talk to you guys about and that I want Alina to share with us, because I just feel like throughout like the process of like stepping into your light and finding the right people, this has been divine timing. I feel like this is like a God's plan for me. But hi, Alina, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. I'm just so glad we get to spend intentional time together, yes. Finally. And I'm just really excited to dive into this because I feel like you are so right. And even just the way that everything came together and the timing of it, like it wouldn't have happened before or after that exact time. So I'm really glad that I started commenting on all your stuff and followed you a long time ago.
I feel like I low key, it's so funny how it happened. So I don't think I've ever told you guys this, but a lot of, for me at least, like when it came to like influencing, I just was not having the best time, especially with management. There was a lot of people trying to like kind of get over on me. No one really gave a fuck if you were sick. No one cared if you were going through it. It was just like, we need you to produce the content. They wouldn't fight for you. They wouldn't even get you the money that you needed. And like being with someone that literally sets a standard, like it's nice having brand deals, that one brand deal that pays your entire rent. Like I can't describe that feeling. Like I really can. And most importantly, I think one thing that's super, super just amazing about your story is how you stepped into what you stepped in. I would just want you to flex a little bit and let us know some of the people that are on your roster.
Keith Lee is on my roster. Ronnie Lee, his wife, too.
Love Ronnie.
Lots of beauty creators. I don't even know if I told you this, but I was only going to work with women. I really was just really passionate about only working with women. And the way that I started working with Keith was very much by accident. But that, again, was very much God's timing and very divine, because it was right before his huge buildup. I had signed him when he was a little over a million followers. Yeah. And now he's about to hit 16 million. So
that's insane.
Yeah, it's been an insane year, like 1 year
yes.
that we've been working together. But I realized through working with him and through so many other people who've had amazing growth and momentum, I feel like when you're in the right energy with the right people, we just work so well cohesively, like as a unit, as a family, to one, make amazing money, because who doesn't love that? But really to create a brand that feels super authentic to you. Mm-hmm. We will never tell you to take something that doesn't align with you.
I love that. Before we like dive deep into like the entire thing with Keith, because I feel like the people that you have on your roster, including me, I feel like it goes beyond the scope of just influencing. I think there's a level of inspiration. And I think, honestly, I feel like most of the people there, we have like a deep, I don't know, like a deep spiritual desire to be closer to God, to be closer to ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about who you were before all of this. Mm. That's what I want to dive into, because I just feel like the way that your life has shifted has been so insane. And I don't think anyone with an ordinary mind or anyone with no belief could honestly come to terms with like how God has like moved into your life and how far you've come.
Yeah.
Like you cannot explain this to a regular person. Like I'm not even trying to hype. I'm not trying to hype, but who was Alina 4 years ago? 3 years ago?
That's a great question. I was working in real estate. Yeah, did I not tell you that?
No, you did not tell me this.
Yeah, I was working on the mortgage side of real estate, and I was actually working for my dad's company.
Okay.
I really just did not thrive. I was waking up very anxious every day, and I was making good money. So it was the first time in my life where I was making six figures, and I could afford all the things that I wanted to do. I could live the life that I wanted to live. I will say six figures in California does not do the same thing as it does other places.
Or like in Dallas, you can get away with $80,000 here.
Exactly.
Like, kind of, you can. You know? Yeah.
But I really just mentally was very lost. I had just gotten out of a really long relationship. I moved across the country by myself and moved to a city that I really didn't know anyone.
Miami.
To. No, I moved to San Diego.
You moved to San Diego?
From Chicago.
From Chicago?
Yeah. I've lived in a lot of different cities.
Alina, I did not know this.
Yeah. I went to school in Wisconsin, and then...
You went to school in Wisconsin?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. That's where me and Brian met. He's from Milwaukee.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But we didn't date in college.
You're an onion.
I know.
You so really are. You. I am too. I feel like every time I talk to you, I learn something new about you.
Same. And you always say like, oh, I told you this before. No, you didn't.
It's because I don't really like to like...
I know. I know what you mean.
Like it's... I just don't...
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I know.
Because I think we're the type of people, we don't let things define who we are. Like, we don't take it on as our personality. It's just a part of us. So I think sometimes that's why I don't talk about certain things.
There's so many layers of myself that I've shed over the last couple years. Especially, I feel like the most growth I've had has been in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Because I would say a huge catalyst was me waking up realizing that I was just genuinely unhappy. I was so anxious all the time. I was really sad. And I was in a loop of it over and over again, and nothing was changing. Although my boyfriend at the time was very wealthy, and I was living a very luxurious life. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. You're just making me laugh. No, I love it. I'm just listening. I don't know. I'm goofy. I can't help it. I'm sorry. It's like, although it was this way.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was flying on private jets.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm honestly taking this all in.
Yeah, he wanted to marry me. And at one point, I thought I would marry him.
Because you touch on this relationship, but you've never gone into like depth with it. You're like, I was in a relationship, but you've never given the gist. You've never talked about anything like this. You just say, I'm so happy with my person now. He's amazing. But you've never, ever talked about the ex.
Yeah. That was probably, I've had a lot of exes. I was the girl that jumped from relationship to relationship. And through therapy, I realized that I was definitely trying to fill a void of feeling unfulfilled and unhappy with myself and putting that responsibility onto other people. I had to take a lot of accountability after that relationship because when I left it, I blamed him for a lot and mostly everything. And I really had to go to therapy. I was going like every week and really diving deep, which therapy in the beginning is not fun. Like it's
work. It's work, and people don't do the homework, and like it took me a long time to like my therapist.
Yeah, I had to go through two therapists before. This is the third.
Same. I went to multiple different therapists. My therapist, girl, let me know. She's good.
Okay, we'll talk after.
Yeah, we'll talk after.
But yeah, no, I think I really grew the most in that relationship, but I was also the most unhappy, not because of him, which I had to realize. He's honestly a very kind person and really motivated me and encouraged me to do the things that I loved. When I started doing social media, I was dating him at the time.
Yeah.
And he was so encouraging, would take content for me, would always boost me up and make me feel like I could do anything that I wanted to do. And I definitely didn't do the same for him. I'm not going to say that he was an angel and that everything that he did was perfect, but I had to take a lot of accountability and look myself in the mirror and say, did I really show up as me? Like who I really think that I am in that relationship? And I would say no. So I think that was really hard to realize and process after the fact because it felt so like he's the worst. I hate him. He's done when I was leaving it. And then I really had to just mourn that relationship because I ended it because I knew that it wasn't right. And that we were moving in very different directions at very different places in our lives. But it wasn't that I didn't love or care about him.
Yeah.
And I don't think that either of us would have ended the relationship had I not moved across the country.
Do you feel like, because you talked about like how you had a boyfriend, you dated. Do you feel like a lot of times maybe you kind of hid who you were behind people?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think I even knew who I was. Who I am until the last couple years, because when I was younger, I was kind of trained to show up as the version of myself that other people wanted to see.
You're a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you do that for your whole life, you're constantly changing the version of you that fits with whoever you're sitting across. And it's crazy because I look back on it now and there's so many times where I didn't even realize, but I was fully lying to people. I was telling them exactly what they wanted to hear because I knew exactly what they wanted to hear that would keep the peace.
Yeah.
And I had to train myself to stop doing that. And it took a long time. But I fully, like, the person that he dated is not me.
Do you think this version of who you are now, he would have dated?
No.
Damn. That's a real thing. No, it's real. Yeah. I think it's very, like, vulnerable. And I think it's kind of, like, I think it's really raw. And I really like that you shared that. Because not a lot of people will say that. The whole lying aspect. Like, I know what you mean. It wasn't like you were directly lying. It's just like you were performing.
Yeah.
Performing, being whoever you needed to be for that person. I can relate to that.
It was a mechanism of survival at the time. Because so many times when I was younger, when I was learning how to show up in this world, I was praised for agreeing or for keeping the peace or being like the good daughter, the good sister, whatever it was, the good friend. And I kind of just learned to do that over time. And I didn't even realize that I was doing it. And I remember there are times where I'd get caught and it wasn't even necessarily bad things. It was more just, oh, like, have you seen this movie before? Do you know this about? And I would just say yes. Like, I wouldn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
But I was so scared to ask questions and to say no. Like, saying no was the scariest thing to me.
Yeah.
Confronting people about something that hurt my feelings was absolutely terrifying. And now I have to do it all the time in my job.
No, you don't play.
It took a long time.
You do not play. You do not play. And I really do, like, I don't know. I feel like, because when you ask me, like, you seem like you're nervous. Like, I am nervous because, like I said, there's not a lot of people that I respect. I think something that's just, like, super admirable is how this entire season, and it's not even like I wanted to do it intentionally or on purpose. It just seems to be, like, me being able to talk to women who are stepping into their light and stepping into their calling. Because if you would have been performing as you were performing, Vision Ventures wouldn't exist.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't be making a million. Dear Lord, I see what you do for others. $1 million, like, a month. That's insane. I mean, a year. Sorry.
Janelle. I was like, girl, if I'm making $1 million, when I'm making a million.
When
I make $1 million.
Sorry, let me edit that. You wouldn't be making $1 million a year. That's major. That's super major.
It's still crazy to hear it, but I will be making $1 million a month eventually.
1,000%.
But from doing things that I genuinely enjoy to help other people who are genuinely good and kind people. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that is the overlapping theme of my life. I want to help people find their magic who are not able to see it themselves and help them to catapult where they are in their lives to a completely different place in a short period of time.
That makes sense. So I know some people are probably going to try to DM you after this. Don't DM her.
My roster is full.
Her roster is full. I'm so serious. But I think it's very hard to kind of, like, reel in because, like, you're super busy. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in your life. A lot of great things. But one thing that I want to ask is, like, how do you show compassion for yourself?
I love this because in our conversations, I ask you how you're showing up for yourself.
I'm doing it right now to you. She always tells me you need to go. It's because this is the thing. This is, like, why I appreciate having, like, Alina in my life. Like, I don't even just like saying you're, like, my manager, but I feel like you're also, like, my life coach. We have to get on a call every other week. She schedules them out. I really do appreciate it. She's not rushing you off the phone. It's like an hour. But one thing that Alina does is, like, if I'm not in a position or a place to make content, if I'm going through something, or it's very personal, but it's also, you can't always be that way with certain people because some people will take advantage of it for sure. And I think you've done a great job of picking people who have that mutual respect that you do. But one thing that I do appreciate is how you always say to me, like, just focus on this for now. Don't focus on that. There's never pressure. It's like, I don't feel like a cash cow. I don't feel like where it's just like, well, you need to do this exact thing. You need to do this. You need to do that. I remember when I was telling you and I was super overwhelmed because I was so long-winded. I was going on like a rant. It was like probably two of our meetings. I was just fucking ranting. I was like, Janelle, you're going to scare this nice lady away. Like, relax. We just signed with her. Like, relax. But what you said to me was, and I think I was in that period of I would say maybe comparing, but I don't want to say I was comparing. I think I was in a period where I didn't know where my content was headed because I was trying to open up my office.
Yeah.
So this is like 80% of my energy.
Yeah.
And then I was saving whatever energy I had for content, but I kept feeling super overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And you just said to me, you just said, what do you do for yourself? And I was like, oh my gosh, not a therapy session.
I mean, I think that there's a way more holistic approach to social media as a tool. I don't think it's an end all be all for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I'm helping to build is a brand. Like, you are the brand. So I'm investing in you.
Yeah.
Versus the immediate money that I may make from brand deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I invest in relationships and people.
Love that.
But to get back to your question of what do I do for myself, I'm working on it. I think that I'm really good at helping other people, and I find so much joy from helping other people, but that can also be taken advantage of. So
yes.
I've had to take a little bit of a step back from allowing my energy to be around a lot more people.
You have a very giving spirit.
Thanks.
You have a very giving spirit. Like, you really do. How do you like keep your heart soft? Because I feel like one thing that I really struggle with right now, and I like made a post about it on Instagram and I literally deleted it, was the I did because I made a post about how exhausted I am from transactional people, because I get so many DMs. Like I said, my following is small, but it's mighty.
It's not that small, Janelle.
Okay. You're right. It's not. But in my mind, it is, because I look at it every single day. But I made a post about how exhausted I am from transactional relationships. You know, I got 3 messages from people asking me
if it was about them.
No.
Oh.
How'd you do that? After I literally watch it and it's just like, y'all are legit. But it's crazy because like the people that enjoy my content, enjoy who I am as a person, they watch it and they root for me. Opposed to people that aren't hearing anything I'm saying at all and they just only see. They're not listening.
Yeah.
So the fact that I made an entire post about how I'm exhausted from transactional people, relationships, transactional things, I've been struggling with it, and I feel like God's been really testing me and saying, you have got to learn how to put your foot down.
Yeah.
Like, where I'm taking you, you cannot keep being this way. Mm-mm. But it's really difficult for me because I'm a very soft-hearted person. I don't like to change who I am around different people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to have, like, my guard up around people. If I have to have my guard up around you, I just can't be around you. And I'm learning how to, like, kind of coexist with people that are like that, because there are moments where we will have to be in those spaces with them. So like, how do you do that? Because you have people that are constantly in your face. This is like advice to me, and I'm sure anybody else too.
I think the biggest thing is about scheduling out time for me that has nothing to do with work.
Yeah.
Because when my entire identity is tied to work and I'm so overwhelmed and I'm constantly doing things, I'm pouring from an empty cup, basically.
Very true, yeah.
So I want to be able to give back to people. And I think the way eventually I'll be able to do that is through more like YouTube style content where I can give that advice from a distanced place. Because when I have the wrong people in my energy, it drains me. And so in those moments, you learn.
Yeah.
You know, you have to experience it, go through it, and you learn. And it's not that I show up inauthentically when I'm in front of those people. I just don't let them see all sides of me.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so crazy because, like, my friend Alexa came over, and it was, like, the first time in a long time that we've had a sleepover. It's so funny that you say that I don't let them see all sides of me. And I feel like, lately, for me at least, my entire thing has been I don't show anyone I feel like no one knows me deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one does, except for like my close female friendships and Luke. Mm-hmm. And I'm a hoot. I'm very goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gets a little cray cray. Like, it's very much video recording worthy. I'm like, if I ever get famous, please delete that. I don't need nobody to see me dancing around my house in a bonnet and doing Get Up from Sierra's music video on the floor and bumping and grinding. Cause like, there's so many videos of me like that. But I also think there's a lot of beauty in people not knowing who you are.
Yeah.
And I'm learning that.
Yeah. I don't think everyone has to know who you are, even when you're on social media. And I really admire the people who are very clear on their boundaries. Mm-hmm. And the more you do it, the more you learn mm-hmm. where your boundaries are and what you're okay and not okay with sharing. Because I don't think that the world needs to have all sides of you mm. in order to want to follow you.
Mm. That's true.
I think every human being has thousands of sides of them.
Yeah.
So what if they see 5
yeah.
of the 1,000? That's still a decent amount of your energy,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have to be all of you.
Facts. And there's also so much of us that we don't even know about ourselves.
We're continuously discovering who we are.
Literally. Like, I feel it all the time. Like, when I go to Italy, I'm like, God, please make me an Italian lady that bakes bread. I don't need anything else in life. And I didn't know I would want that until mm-hmm. I went there.
There's so many things that you don't know you want, or you don't know who you are until you put yourself in those environments. I think that most people, and this is really sad, I don't like this, but I think that most people don't actually live their life as their authentic self because they're so scared to leave their comfort zone that they just stay in a little bubble that feels safe.
Facts. But some people also don't have an identity.
No. And they bounce around from so many
and
different...
They take. They life swap with people.
Yeah.
Where they want exactly what you have. They want to mirror what you have going yeah. on. And, like, that's, like, why I always say, like, what you did, not a lot of people can do. I don't think many people could do, honestly. I'm going to say probably 4 million. Not even 4 million. Maybe 1 out of 600 million. I don't know. It's very Kris Jenner-ish. You know what I'm saying? Without the tape, obviously. But you get what I'm saying, though? Yeah. It's just like when it's a God-given dream, nobody can ever emulate that. And I think that is so important. I think it's important for people to talk their shit and be like, I did this.
It's funny because everyone always asks me, how did you do it? And when I get that question, I don't really know how to answer it because most of it was God, the universe, helping me
mm-hmm.
and opening doors that couldn't have prior been opened because I had to shed a lot of people, a lot of relationships, a lot of the versions of myself before any of those doors could open. And had I not done that, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Do you think that came like with a period of like being isolated and being to yourself?
Literally that. Yeah. I actually fostered a puppy and I basically didn't see anyone for like 3 or 4 months.
Damn.
And then I stopped working. And I fully isolated. I barely was making any money. I was like putting everything on credit cards.
Sometimes it has to be like that.
I had no energy for anyone or anything. And I was so scared of the thoughts inside my head.
Oh, yeah.
But once I actually just listened to them, the fear that I had from listening to them disappeared.
What were like some of the thoughts you were having?
That I knew that I had so much potential and I was never going to end up there. And that everyone else could do more than me and that I was not smart. And I mean, so many things, just picking myself apart.
Yeah.
And 4 months later, I started Vision Ventures.
Damn.
But I went on a trip to Europe to visit my brother at the time with money that I didn't have, but I just needed to like get away.
Yeah.
And I realized once I was away, I was running for myself.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
And then the day I came home, I filed my LLC.
Oh, my gosh. That's how it happens. That's how it happens.
I got to the point where I was just like, what do I have to lose?
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of hard because now I have so much belief and faith. But at the time, I really didn't. I was so lost and so confused that I kind of just said, fuck it. Like, what do I have to lose? Let me try and believe and see where that gets me.
Yeah.
Well, 6 months later, I was fully debt-free and making 6 figures a month.
That's insane. That's really insane. No, I really liked how you tied on. I'm trying to, like, wrap that up in my head because when you said that, when you got out, like when you left and you went to Europe, when you went on your trip and you were able to say, why am I so afraid? Like, what is it? I can 1000% relate to that, because I told you with The Office how I came in and I toured it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how am I going to pay for this? Mm-hmm. Like, I just started really making money from influencing. I'm doing creative directing here and there, but like, how is this going to work?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how am I going to do this? So I remember 4 months went by and I couldn't sign the lease. I don't know why I could not sign the lease. I was mm-hmm. in my head. And then it was when I went to California. And I went to California and I remember one of the actors from King Richard's reached out. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, and I think this is when I had like maybe like not even 100K on TikTok. And I think I had like 4 or 5,000 on mm-hmm. Instagram. So I was like, what? I remember interviewing her. And there was one thing that she said. She said, why not me?
Like, I listened to that.
Why can't it be me? And then she's the same age as me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much pressure around women's age. Like, I'm still young. I'm 28. But there's so much pressure. Like, if I don't do it in time, then it's going to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
She said, why not me? She's like, I look like a teenager. I can play any type of role, you know, anything like that. And I think just listening to that, and then I interviewed Tony Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just talking about there was no women on the internet that looked like me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what made you do it? And she's like, I just did it.
Yeah.
I have a single doubt. She's like, I always knew I was going to be something great.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening to someone so sure of themselves. I remember when we had went to our Airbnb, and I literally texted my broker, and I was like, I think I'm ready to do it. She's like, all right, bet. That deposit to move in is $10,000. I was like, fuck. But a lot of people don't know this. There was a lot of things that I started getting rid of. Like, I moved out of my penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of my dream car, you know? And people see everything, but no one actually sees the sacrifices.
Right.
I knew that in order for me to do what I needed to do for myself, I would have to cut back.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like, and then my management was shit. And then when I met you, I was like, fuck, like, we're doing it. And then I remember for November, I made 40K. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, let me stop cussing. Because, like, you know what? God knows my heart. God knows I have a dirty mouth. But it was, like, one of those things where it's just like, dang, I'm so good for a little bit, you know? And I think that's, like, so important and so inspirational that you highlighted on the fact that, like, sometimes you need that environment shift. Sometimes you gotta leave your house. Sometimes you might have to take that trip when you ain't got no damn money. It is what it is. It is what it is.
I will say, make sure that you know in your heart it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
Don't spend money just to spend money
because
you're because you're stressed and anxious.
Yes.
I knew that I needed to be in Europe and just out of my own environment. I didn't know how future me was going to figure it out, but I knew future me would figure it out. And now I'm trying to do the opposite, where I'm trying to, in the present, make it so that future me is the happiest she can ever be.
I love that, yeah. So I want to talk about Keith Lee.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many amazing people on the roster. Like,
yeah.
There really are. And, like, there are even people on there that have 30K followers that I absolutely admire.
Yeah.
I love what they stand for. Like, they're just inspirational.
Yeah.
It's not even about – and I think that's what I love about you is, like, you have super, super mega. You have smaller creators, too. But it's literally the quality of their content, and
mm-hmm.
it transpires. It transpires significantly in their brand deals.
Mm-hmm.
Such and such as, you know, somebody got a brand trip, literally, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about Keith Lee and how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
For the people that don't know.
Yeah.
Was Vision Ventures already established?
Yeah. Only September, October, November. 4 months in.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had 7 or 8 clients at the time, but it was only females. And I think the biggest client I had at the time was less than 100K.
Okay.
He was at like 1.5 or 1.6 or something like that. And I'd been following him for a while. I saw him doing his wife Ronnie's pregnancy cravings. I saw family content. And I just really felt drawn to him and his content and just the pure-heartedness that he's always had.
Yes.
And he had posted a video basically saying that he felt undervalued by brands and that they weren't taking him seriously. And I had really good success with the couple people that I was working with doing deals. So I kind of knew what I would want to price him at. although I didn't want to work with him because he was in a completely different industry and space than I was in. I was mainly doing beauty, fashion, lifestyle, and he was in food and family, which I knew nothing about. I didn't have any connections with them at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I emailed him. I was doom scrolling at 10:30 at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I typed out, like, looking back, I should find the email because it was a novel. Like, it was... I don't know how he responded to that, but he responded within 10 minutes. And I basically in the email said, I'm not trying to represent you. I don't want anything from you, but I feel like I need to tell you this is what you should be charging for brand deals. This is what I think you're worth. I hope you're getting these kinds of deals.
Yeah.
He emails back within 10 minutes and is like, who are you? What are you talking about? But he was kind of sold because I didn't mean to sell him on anything.
It was just an authentic, you gave him free game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just felt like I was supposed to. Like, it was like something took over me in that moment to send him that message. And for a month, we did nothing. I was pitching him everywhere. No one was responding. And then his first deal was Chipotle, which he created an item on the menu. And that was a long-term partnership that did really, really well.
Are you not allowed to disclose? Mm-hmm. What's the range?
A lot of money. I mean, he's posted how much money he's made this year, but it was an amazing deal. And from that moment on, I realized this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I feel like I've forgotten that a little bit lately. I feel like I had such high highs 6 months after I started my business.
Yeah.
And the last couple of months have been a lot of shedding and growth and reconfiguring and really figuring out what direction do we want to go with our company. And I think there's so many things that we want to do. But I really feel confident and so clear on my value.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come from other people.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. So that means you get to set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, I that's what I like. You have morals.
Mm-hmm.
You have morals. It's like, I don't need it. I mean, you could have 20 million followers if you're a jackass. No.
Oh, I don't want to deal with it. Like the people in our DMs and emails, like millions and millions of followers.
Ooh, I'm so honored. I am. I'm not kidding. I am. Like, I was talking to Luke and I literally said to him, I was like, it's so crazy because like Luke has to bring me down. Like, he's like, relax. Like, you know, you're fine. Chill out. I'm always like, I need to get on the influencing. I need to be on top of my game. I need to do this. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm like posting as much. I'm not doing as much. And he's like, Janelle, you're opening up a business. You're fine. Don't spread yourself too thin. Post when you want to post. And and it just feels good to be in an environment where you feel motivated, mm-hmm. also inspired. But also, like, you know how when they say you're supposed to date your partner?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm dating my agency. And that's what feels good. Like, mm-hmm. I want to show up as my best self. Mm-hmm. I want to give it my best. And I feel like there's been times I've had management where I was an asshole. I'm not going to sit here and lie, but it's because it wasn't great. Yeah. Like, it wasn't great. And, like, it takes a lot. It takes a lot for me to, like, get an... If there has to be, like, a pattern. There has to be, like, a constant thing that I'm irritated by.
Yeah.
But I've had moments where I'm just, like, I have to be so stern. And I don't want to have to protect myself in an environment where I just don't feel... Like, that's a very scary place to be, where you don't feel safe and you don't feel protected.
Well, management is an extension of you. Like, we're representing you to brands. Yes, it's our connections and our relationships, too.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the way that we show up for you is the way that brands are going to see you.
Yeah.
So it has to be a cohesive unit. If you're not putting in the same effort that we're putting in, it doesn't work. And that's okay sometimes when you're not posting as consistently. I'm not as concerned about that because it's not a pattern for you. I feel like I'm a really big people person and I just know sometimes my girls or my guys are just, they're going through it and they just need a little bit of compassion and just a little bit of love.
Facts.
And time and space. Facts. And I need that sometimes in my life too.
Mm-hmm.
it's not the end of the world if we do a little bit less in brand deals 1 month, because I know that when we're working in sync, it's gonna come back around and be so much more aligned.
Yeah, no, that's true. I feel like before, I would probably say like the first year, because whenever I started doing social media and content creating, the reason I keep talking about social media and content creating, so many people, they were like, can you please talk more about this? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I got you, fine, whatever. Y'all don't want to hear about the trauma anymore, but whatever. So I remember when I first started doing like social media, right? I remember when I first started doing it, I told you it was accidental.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything. I was like, let me do a date night.
I don't think it's actually accidental.
It worked out well. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to, but it was the first TikTok I had ever made. Mm-hmm. And it got like 140,000 views. And then I made another one, and then it did well. And then I made another one, and then it did well. But it was always date night, Black Girl Luxury. And then the moment that I did something different, it didn't do well. Mm-hmm. And I remember like that crashing feeling, because I had never felt that before, where it was like, dang, I need people to really like what I like, until I got on social media. And so finding a way to make social media work in my favor has been something that I've been really fortunate to be able to do, but also very grateful to like have a team that is beside me that's allowing me to shift in the direction that I want to shift into. Because I've had people that tells me, you need to do the makeup, and you know I love makeup.
Yeah.
But you know I love a good story time.
Yeah.
You know, I can't sit there and just do the makeup. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, I like lifestyle. I like travel. I like showing my office and stuff. So, like, I'm very grateful to like, be, like, in a space to like, do that.
Yeah.
So when you talked about how there was periods where it was really well and periods where it wasn't, how did you, like, kind of, like, keep the faith?
Are you talking about with my business or
with
just
your business?
Okay. Actually, I don't think I've even told you this. Not very many people know this at all. But the day that I moved into my luxury apartment that I live in Miami.
It looks so nice.
The day that I moved. Thank you.
I want to come and see it. Like,
you,
I really
you
do.
You are soon. A very large brand deal that probably would have paid for 6 months of my company's expenses fell through.
Wow.
The day I moved
in. Oh, no.
And I could have taken that as a sign that I'm not supposed to be doing this, that this is not for me, that God doesn't want me to do this, and all the negative things that I could have spiraled with. I let myself cry. I felt the feelings for a day. But I don't like sitting in the sorrow, because if I do, I'm just going to stay there. So, and I know we've talked about this before.
Yes.
But the next day, I went out, and a week later, I got a competing offer from a competing company for double the amount.
Ooh, oh my gosh. It's honestly the way that God works.
That's kind of how I look at it, is like, okay, this door closes. Sometimes I have to remind myself, and sometimes I have to have people around me reminding me too, because we all need that support. I continue, or the people around me continue to remind me that I've done it before, I'm going to do it again, and I'm doing something that helps other people create the life of their dreams. Why shouldn't I live an amazing life as well?
Yeah.
Like, why not me?
Wow, that's amazing. That's, like, really amazing. I want you to, like, touch more so on, like, the importance of the people who you have around you.
Yeah, so I kind of talked about in the beginning, right before I started my business, in that year prior to starting my business, I went through a lot of shifts and changes, and it was the first year where I was doing intense therapy.
Yeah.
And I had to cut out a lot of friendships. And girl friendships are the most difficult to cut out. Because with guys, you can just, you have a breakup, you know you're not going to speak anymore. But with female friendships, some of them, they're just not meant to come with you through every phase of your life. They're not bad people.
Yep.
But they're just not your people to where you're growing.
Facts.
And that doesn't make you a bad person for shedding those layers of yourself.
Yeah.
Which I thought I was a bad person for not prioritizing every single other person around me, when I knew in my gut that it's not what was right.
Or they wouldn't probably do the same for you.
No. I was definitely the friend that was, I'm not going to say I was perfect, because I definitely was not, but I definitely was the friend that was overly giving.
Yeah.
In most of my relationships, and it definitely got taken advantage of a lot. And I think that's still something that I'm learning, is how to have grace with myself because I do have such a kind heart. And sometimes I am taken advantage of. But I think it's happened less and less and less as I'm really stepping into my own.
Yeah, true.
I'll kind of go into a little bit of detail about one relationship that I had.
Is it the one you told me about?
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about all of it.
Girl, that was...
I had a really long friendship, a 12-year friendship. And when we first became friends, I would say that we were friends. We weren't best friends. And then as we got older, we became closer and closer. And I really considered her a sister.
Yeah.
I grew up with a lot of narcissism around me, not even knowing mm-hmm. what that was. And that was probably one of the most toxic relationships I've Definitely. Ever had. And literally 4 months after I fully cut that relationship off is when I started to thrive.
Boy, the way that people can hold you back, mm-hmm. people do not even pay attention to mm-hmm. it. It is so insane.
And that's when I met Michaela, actually.
Love Michaela.
She's amazing.
She really is.
She is such a light and just uplifts other women. Mm-hmm. And I needed that kind of friendship to know that kind of friendship existed exactly when we started becoming friends. It was a couple weeks after I started my business.
Facts.
And she had her own thriving business. And mm-hmm. I actually DM'd her. And... She at the time was doing like life coaching.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh no, another person reaching out for free life coaching. And I knew she was going to think that. So I wanted to go above and beyond to let her know that I'm going to bring value to this relationship too.
Yeah.
So I knew how to do social media really well. So I started helping her with social media too. And I also just, we help each other. Like we keep each other accountable. We motivate each other and we support and uplift each other.
Yeah.
But from the moment, she normally doesn't, and she told me this later, she normally would never accept a coffee meeting like the one that we had set up.
Yeah.
But she just had a good feeling, and so did I. And we met up, and it was like we'd already known each other, kind of like when we started becoming friends. And I left that, like, meetup literally floating.
Oh, I love that.
Like, I was just walking around on this high of, like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Women like this who support other women, who mm-hmm. genuinely find happiness in seeing other women thrive, they exist.
It does, yep.
I have some friendships that are longer who are awesome. I'm just not as close with them.
Because you need women in your life that are going to mother you back to life when you're down. You need, like, it's kind of like dating in a way. Like, sometimes you can't give 100%. Sometimes you're at 10. Sometimes they're at 10. And you come together and you try to help each other. But no, it's a very, very real thing. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't think people pay attention to the fact that sometimes people can be holding us back. Friendships can be holding us back. And it's honestly a scary place to be, because when I think about, like, the friendships, and I feel like it's the same for you too, mm-hmm. when you think about those friendships or the friendship with that one weird ass girl, I'm gonna call her weird because I know the full story, and that was evil. That was pure evil. That was demonic, what she did. I feel like when you think back to it, you probably think about all of the work I put into this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were working like a dog in that friendship. It was never easy. You felt exhausted. And like, even like sometimes like my little cousins or like my friends around me, they'll tell me something about a friend. And they're like, oh yeah, well like, you know, she's so nice, but I, you know, sometimes I do this for her. And I'm like, it's transactional.
Yeah.
And it's more so benefiting them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want someone that pities you or feels bad for you or that looks down on you. You want someone that loves you, sees where you can be, and can not necessarily help you get there, but flow with you to get there.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I feel like this friendship went on a lot longer than it probably would have, because in the times where I was my lowest, she was there for me.
She probably loved your bad days. It's easy for people to love your bad days,
mm-hmm.
but the moment that you start doing better,
the
moment that people start to like you, the moment mm-hmm. that you're showing up in spaces, the moment that you are just simply being you, people get irritated by it.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. No, you're so right. It's actually crazy how you can see so many situations that you, when you're in it, we were talking mm-hmm. about this earlier, it's so hard to see it. And as soon as you step leave, out,
that's when you see all of it.
You're like, wow.
No.
But you also have to have grace with yourself, because we are all just doing the best that we can in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to learn from them. And that exact thing is not going to happen again. It's not going to.
It couldn't. Mm-mm. You're like, I don't know. I don't feel like anybody could fuck you over, honestly. Like, there's a, sometimes people like say like, oh, being intimidating is, she's so intimidating. It's just like, no, I want to be an intimidating ass bitch because I don't want people to approach me with bullshit.
Mm-mm. I don't have the energy for bullshit.
I don't either. I don't. And it's also when you're not a transactional person, when you cannot be bought, when you cannot be sold into anything, when you cannot be persuaded, the price goes up and your tolerance for the bullshit goes down.
Yeah. I mean, especially with the kind of work that I do, we've turned down hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Damn.
Because it does not make sense for the creators that we're working with.
I'm sorry. I just have to laugh because, like, there's been, like, some sex ads, like, hitting me up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And Jake's like, no.
No. No. Literally immediately.
Immediately. No. No. We're not interested.
No. Nope.
I don't even want him to negotiate. Mm-mm. No. It does not, does not fit matter. Her brand.
Does not matter the price.
Mm-mm.
No.
Huh?
Oh, my God. The first time, he didn't know what these brands were, and he was like, oh, like, I just submit. I was like, Google the brand.
Yes.
Google the brand.
And you're going to probably see, like, a little rose.
He retracted the message.
You're probably going to see that little rose.
I was like, I don't know why I'm telling my brother to look the brand up. No. You're
probably going to see the little rose.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Or like the Amazon brands that come in over those.
No. No. Because they don't value you.
Yeah.
Why do you want to work with someone or even receive money from someone who does not value you?
Facts. And that's why people get so exhausted with doing this, because it's just like, you're just, and then also like getting to a point where it's like, oh, five brands a month is like hitting my quote.
Yeah,
like I don't need anything else from that, like being satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel as hungry.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I don't feel super hungry like I used to, like maybe 6-7 months ago. I'm very content with where I'm at right now.
I think also there's so many phases of life that people are constantly in this hustle culture where they need more, they need bigger. And I will be the first to say I've definitely been there too. But I think normalizing that there's so many different phases of your life where sometimes you just need to take a step back and just focus on yourself. And the grind is not the biggest priority right now. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing for you to look inward and focus on you, like we talk about all the time.
Facts. And I also think sometimes people, and this is another thing too, like some people, like I feel like, I don't like to talk about the devil, but I feel like sometimes what happens is, I always say this, everything that glitters isn't gold.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes something better
that
you think may be better, which actually isn't better, comes along to deter you from that one amazing thing or that one pure thing that you have.
Yeah.
And people get so caught up in it and they run and they go do the next best thing. And it's the biggest regret they ever have.
Yeah. But they have to learn those lessons.
They do. They very much.
We have too many inside. You have to keep that in.
I am keeping that in. The last thing that I want to talk about is, it's like so funny because I remember because I always saw, because we followed each other, so I always saw you pop up, and I was like, "Who? She cute. She in shape too. Like Miami, you know. Like what is the routine? Is it Pilates? Is it like what is it? You know what I'm saying?"
Mm-hmm.
So I remember seeing, because we were following each other for a little bit, and I remember I deleted my management company out of my bio because I felt like they weren't pitching me and they weren't negotiating me. Mm-hmm. So when I deleted them, I started seeing all of the messages coming in, and I realized, wow, they didn't pitch me for anything.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting 20% of the brand deals that I was making. There was brand deals that I would get that were like $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, for like one TikTok, and I'd have to give them 20% knowing that came in on my own. And they wouldn't negotiate on it. It would be like, the standard rate is $3,400 per TikTok for Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
They would be like, can you let us know her rates? Instead of when you like let us know the budget, or you set the rate high and you're like, we don't work from there to now.
Yeah.
And I remember like I changed it, and I remember I was like, I was about to quit influencing.
You never told me that.
I was really unhappy. I was so unhappy. I was about to quit influencing. And then I remember, like, this is the funny thing too. I knew who you were, but I did not know about your agency.
Really?
I had no idea. I had no idea.
I mean, I don't really post that much on my, like,
personal. No. But I think it became very pure and divine. So this is what happened. You posted something for Vision Ventures. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. Because, like, I love, like, you know, female business owners. I went and looked. And I was like, God damn, she got some people on here that I follow, that I know. And I think I like something. But I was in that moment where I was just like, God, please give me better. I'm going to give up on this. Bring me to the right person. And then a couple of days, like, went by. And I remember having a conversation with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And I said some, Luke, this is so crazy. This girl that I've been following, Alina, like, I love her content. I didn't know that she had a management company, and she represents this person and that person and that. He goes, you should reach out. I says, no, I don't want to reach out. Like, no. Like, I don't want to bother her. Swear to God, I cannot make this. I was like, I don't want to bother her. Like, it's fine. Like, I know, you know, I got to work through the shit I got going on in my thing or whatever. And it's so funny because I went through four different managers at the same management company.
Yeah.
Like, they were moving me around because one girl would quit, then they'll have to go down to the next manager. And so I had went in, and they made me sign a long contract. So I had to wait 120 days to sign. So my 120 days was up a month before I signed with you. And so I remember seeing you, and I remember seeing you post that. And I remember going on your page, and I remember saying, I wish I could be with something like this. This looks amazing. But a part of me was a little afraid and fearful. And then I think maybe like 2 weeks later, that's when you messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck yeah. That's how it happened.
No, I mean, I remember following you. I think you were at like 50,000 followers.
I was.
And you grew really quickly. So like, I remember you hadn't started influencing because I went down to the bottom. Like, I saw your first video and I was like, oh, like, she hasn't even been posting long.
I haven't. I have a decent amount of videos on TikTok, but I don't have like, I've only been doing it for 2 years.
But at the time, like, you didn't even have that many videos and you were already at 50K. And I was like, let me just like watch and see what happens.
Let me see what this girl got going on. Yeah.
Well, I like working with people that I genuinely could see myself being friends with and respect.
Yeah.
Because we talk all the time. Like, the people that work with me, hopefully they don't get sick of me, but we talk a lot.
No, we do not.
And the reason why I'm so particular and we have really small rosters is because I believe in the people that I work with.
Yeah.
And I don't have that much energy to give to that many people. But when I do and when I believe in you, I will fight for you.
Yeah.
Even if I know nothing about it, like, I didn't know anything about Keith and a year later.
And even just like some of the people that are on your roster, like, I love the fact that not everybody has to have a million followers or 200,000 followers or even 100,000 followers to be able to go on brand trips.
Yeah.
Simply because of who they are.
Yeah.
And when we talk about the people that we're around, the people that I get to be around, the people that are underneath this management, we all represent the same thing.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's going to continue to prosper. Thank you so much for coming here today. Do you have any last or final thoughts?
I'm just really proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and Alina got me my first brand deal for the podcast. Two, actually.
Mm-hmm. The second one, we're
working on it.
Just got the contract, so.
No, but literally, that's pretty amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, honestly.
Lots to come.
Lots to come. Mm-hmm. Lots to come. Can you drop your handles or anything for us?
Yeah. Vision Ventures is V1SION Ventures. And then my personal handle is Alina Benin on Instagram, and then Alina_Benin on TikTok.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.